your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, scattered rain and snow showers around 40. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, snow likely. Accumulations of less than a half inch will drop down to the lower 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, around 40. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lower 20s. And for Friday, we'll continue with cloudy skies. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Republican legislators and Kansas GOP Attorney General say privacy is key as lawmakers prepare to decide whether to rewrite a law that allows people exposed to COVID-19 to refuse to disclose their close contacts to health officials. Governor Laura Kelly wants legislators to rewrite the law enacted last year, arguing recently that provisions allowing people to opt out of contact tracing served no purpose. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt and Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature aren't ruling out changes, but some say they want to make sure people's privacy remains protected. The law is set to expire on May 1st. Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport, for the second year in a row, is in the running for Best Small Airport. Eisenhower National is among 15 nationwide airports who serve fewer than 10 million passengers each year in USA Today's Reader's Choice Travel Award for Best Small Airport. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Officials in Harvey County have extended the local health order limiting mass gatherings in the county to 10 individuals indefinitely. The Harvey County order will continue to limit gatherings over 10 individuals where 6 feet of distance cannot be maintained until rescinded, superseded, or amended. KWCH-TV reports the commission initially implemented the health order on November 24th and extended it after consultation with public health officials. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he will vote to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the Electoral College. Moran's announcement yesterday means he's breaking with President Trump and others in the GOP trying to overturn the result. Moran's stance is ahead of a joint session of Congress today that's expected to confirm the Democratic president-elect's victory. Moran said in every instance the judgments were clear and that the evidence wasn't sufficient to change the results. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A Texas man will spend decades in prison for the 2019 shooting death of a Lincoln man in Fairbury Park. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that District Judge Rick Schreiner sentenced 26-year-old Jerry Gilbert of Odessa, Texas, to 45 to 60 years in the killing of Mark Jarrell. Gilbert told the judge at his sentencing yesterday that not a day has passed that he doesn't think about what he did to Jarrell and his family. Gilbert pleaded guilty in October to second-degree murder and use of a firearm to commit a felony. The latest COVID numbers for Nebraska say that as of Monday, 527 people were being treated for the virus in hospitals. That was up 511 from the day prior, but the total has remained relatively stable over the past 2 weeks. There were also 10 additional deaths reported on Monday, giving the state a total of 1,682 deaths since the pandemic began.
Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Positive COVID cases in Marshall County fell to 37 as of Monday with four hospitalizations. 37 active cases marks the lowest level since late October. In Marshall County, 820 have recovered to date with 21 related fatalities. Washington County has also fallen to the lowest level since mid-October with just five active cases and no hospitalizations. In Nemahal County, they're reporting 22 active cases, no hospitalizations with one new related fatality since a week ago, and 1,280 recoveries to date. Community Memorial Healthcare received its first shipment of the Moderna brand coronavirus vaccine last Wednesday. The hospital received 10 vials, each containing 10 doses each. This is more doses than the Pfizer vaccine, which covered about 65 staff in total. All frontline workers at CMH have now been vaccinated. Both are administered in two parts. Moderna is a 28-day repeat, while Pfizer is a 21-day repeat dose process. Those who receive the first doses of Pfizer vaccine will be receiving their second dose by the end of this week. CMH is making plans for how to make signing up for the vaccine available to the public in the near future. Beginning after Wednesday, a hotline voice inbox will be available to the public to call and add their name to a vaccine priority list. Placing your name on this list will not guarantee a place in line, but will help them gauge public interest and how to best address public vaccination once available. It's not known at this point if the hospital will receive vaccines for the public or if they'll be distributed through the county health department or both, but this will help to shape a plan to be prepared when the time comes. No timeline has been issued from the state. Those interested in placing their name in the registry may call after Wednesday at 562-4474. That's 562-4474 after Wednesday. You don't have to be a CMH patient to call this hotline. You will be asked to leave a voice recording with your full name, date of birth, phone number, and the name of your primary care physician. This secure line can only be accessed by credentialed CMH staff. Placing your name on this list does not guarantee a vaccine, but will help create a plan for the next steps in vaccinating the public. Again, after Wednesday, that hotline number is 562-4474. Foul play is not suspected in the death of an inmate at the Gage County Detention Center in Beatrice last Thursday morning when authorities found an individual unresponsive in his cell. CPR was administered, and EMS transported the individual to Beatrice Community Hospital, where the inmate was pronounced dead. Identification pending, notification of relatives, and Nebraska Patrol will conduct an investigation as required by law. Again, no foul play suspected in that death of an inmate at the Gage County Detention Center last Thursday. An injury accident was reported last Tuesday in Washington County. Colton Repke of Greenleaf lost control of the ice on K-148 in the 2000 block, and the vehicle rolled. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. The first baby of a new year delivered at Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville arrived Monday, January 4th. Maylee Eva Shell was born at 6:42 p.m. to parents Victoria Parker and Darren Shell of Oquito and was delivered by Dr. Shane Thorson. Grandparents are Carol Sue Parker, Shirley Height, and David Grease Shell. Great-grandparents are the late Lorraine and Vida Mae Shell, and the late Bruce and Janet Height. Maylee was born on the 4th of January, but was due on the 28th of December. Linda L. Allen, age 79, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 8.
family with great friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Linda Allen. Joseph P. Kennedy, age 76, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Private family mass Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary beginning at 10:30, streaming through the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Private burial, Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery at Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joe Kennedy. Gerald Jerry Keating, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Jerry Keating. Jeffrey L. Parks, age 58, of Boca Raton, Florida, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10:30 in Pawnee City, with the Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jeff Parks. Margaret M. Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Margaret Nieberding Starr. Danny R. Luchemeyer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Danny Luchemeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish sandwich, waffle fries, broccoli and cauliflower salad and plums. Tomorrow, turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry and citrus salad. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system across the central, east-central parts of the Midwest, which is bringing a wintry mix and rain showers across the area. That will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day, continuing into it tonight. Otherwise, behind the system, we're just going to see cloudy skies as we head into tomorrow night, and it looks like lingering cloud cover all the way through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, we'll see temperatures ranging in the 30s and 40s. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow showers around 40. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, snow likely, lower 30s, accumulations of less than an inch. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, around 40. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with cloudy skies, lower 20s. As we head into Friday, cloudy skies, upper 30s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early January, 40. Record high in this date, 63. The average low, 18. The record low was 18 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:19. 37 degrees this morning in Marysville. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 6th of January. KNDY News time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
The Lake Show on a roll, and no Durant, no problem. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Los Angeles Lakers remain on a hot streak, besting the Memphis Grizzlies Tuesday night.
Anderson, dribbling, throws the ball across court, stolen by Anthony Davis. Here come the Lakers on a breakaway. Davis, alley-oop to Kuzma, who slams it. A perfect alley-oop from Anthony Davis.
The call on ESPN LA, 7-10. Lakers win 94-92. LeBron James and Anthony Davis both scored 26 points and each finished with a double-double. The Lakers have won four straight. Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith is this year's Heisman Trophy winner. He becomes the first wide receiver to win the award in nearly 30 years.
To all the young kids out there that's not the biggest, not the strongest, just keep pushing, because I'm not the biggest. I've been doubted a lot just because of my size. And really, it just comes down to you put your mind to it, you can do it. No job is too big.
Smith sharing his excitement with ESPN. This is ABC Sports. More NBA. The Brooklyn Nets are missing Kevin Durant after he came in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID. Must quarantine for 7 days, but his absence was not an issue against the Utah Jazz.
Allen hands to Irving. Irving, top of the arc, played by O'Neal. Jab step, into a three, and it's good. Oh, he buried it from deep.
The call on WFAN, Kyrie Irving delivering 29 points and 6 boards in Brooklyn's 130-96 romp. Jared Allen chipped in 19 points and 18 rebounds. The Nets improved to 4-4. Elsewhere, the Spurs survived the Clippers 116-113. Nuggets topped the Timberwolves 123-116. The Houston Texans are hiring Patriots Director of Player Personnel Nick Caserio as their next general manager. According to ESPN, Caserio has served as New England's Director of Player Personnel since 2008. The U.S. upsets Canada in a 2-0 victory to win the gold medal in this year's World Junior Ice Hockey Championship. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmer sentiment improved modestly in December. And according to the latest Ag Economy Barometer, the CME Group Purdue University Index was released yesterday, and it rose to a reading of 174. That's up 8 points from November. The December sentiment improvement still left the barometer 9 points lower than October. Now, the index of current conditions climbed 15 points to 202, but the index of future expectations increased by just 5 points to a number of 161. Organizers say the farm income boost provided by the ongoing rally in crop prices appears to be the driving force behind the improvement. But comparing survey results from before November elections and the post-election time frame, there continues to be less optimism following the election. Farmers note concerns about future ag exports and more worries about increasing environmental regulations and prospects for higher taxes. Additionally, the number of farmers concerned that farm income safety nets will weaken remain higher post-election, as did the percentage of farmers expecting government support for the ethanol industry to decline. Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington State says the new rules in the House are further isolating rural American voices. He issued a statement on the rules package that was voted on at the beginning of the new session this week. Newhouse claims the rules package limits the ability for those of us, he says, in a growing Republican conference to represent those who elected us. The package includes language making changes to the motion to recommit. That's a tool used by the minority party to make last-minute changes to bills on the floor. Instead, the bills will be sent back to committee. Newhouse calls the rule change and others detrimental to the tradition and function of the People's House. However, the motion to recommit is largely seen as a political tool against the majority. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Tuesday was a remarkable day across the ag futures markets. Almost every category sharply higher. Kansas City wheat saw some nice gains, some double-digit gains for part of the day, shaded back a little bit, but March KC wheat finished up 9 3/4 at 6.09 1/4. May was up 9.5 at 6.12 3/4. Chicago wheat finished strongly also. March corn up 8 at 4.91 3/4. May corn up 8 1/4 at 4.92 1/2. Huge gains for soybeans. January soybeans up 33.5 at 13. $13.50. March beans up 34 at $13.47. Double-digit gains like that all the way down. January soybean meal up 8.20 at $4.35.40. March bean meal up 8.10 at $4.31.80. January soy oil up 1.43 at $44.36. March up 1.47 at $43.60. So huge gains all across the soy complex. Kansas City wheat and corn finished strong as well. February live cattle up 2.75 at 1.15.05. April up 2.85 at 1.19.10. Big gains in the remaining months. January feeder cattle up 172 at 136.67. March feeder cattle up 140 at 137.42. Once again, big gains in the remaining months. So it was a big day for cattle all across the board. We did have mixed numbers in hogs. The early contract, Feb hogs down 30 at 70.92, but everything else was up. April hogs up 47 at 74.10. May up 70 at 78.45. So all in all, a pretty decent day across the livestock complex. Cotton did very well on the day. March cotton up 138 at 80.35. May cotton was up 132 at 81.01. So a strong day for cotton. Crude oil was up. Feb crude up 228 at 49.90 as we got towards the end of the day on Tuesday. Big day in the futures markets on Tuesday. We'll see what happens today. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitchy Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
You've heard the saying, it's not the years in your life, but the life in your years. We will share some evidence to back it up on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 6th, the sixth day of the year. Silver Screen cowboy Tom Mix and bluegrass legend Earl Scruggs were born on this day. And in 1759, George Washington married the widow Martha Custis. A university in Finland has found that people who are now in their 70s are in much better shape than similar septuagenarians were three decades ago. Memory, verbal fluency, muscle strength, and reaction speed have marked improved for that age group. Better nutrition and hygiene, improved working conditions, and access to education may account for much of the improvement. And even better news, rather than increased longevity, vitality and quality of life has been increasing through the midlife years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Number 6 Kansas has matched its own Big 12 record by winning 11 consecutive conference road games. The 9-2 Jayhawks won 93-64 last night at TCU, which had its 5-game winning streak snapped. The win in Fort Worth last night came 3 days after the Jayhawks' 25-point loss at home to Texas that matched the most lopsided win by an opponent in the 65-year history of Allen Fieldhouse. David McCormack scored a season-high 20 points for the Jayhawks last night. Chuck O'Bannon Jr. had 18 points for the now 9-3 TCU. Terrence Shannon Jr. beat the first half buzzer with a jumper on his way to 22 points. Mac McClung added 16, and number 18 Texas Tech beat Kansas State last night, 82-71. Nigel Pack, one of three freshmen making a seventh straight start for Kansas State, scored 15 of his season-high 17 points in the first half. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY has basketball covered. With high school basketball, the topic on our Coach's Corner, as we visit with area boys and girls basketball coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Centralia and Axtell Tuesday, Hanover and Lynn Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, area games live on FM 95.5, plus Kansas and Kansas State college basketball.
KNDY.
You call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. Call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. Them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived. If you're standing outside the fire, there's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Outside the fire, standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire, standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside.
outside the barn. Standing outside the barn. Standing outside the barn. Life is not tried, it just barely survived if you're standing outside the barn.
Get it.